What was your feeling about how you guys went into prison?
You know, they're down people and they're both tired from last night, so there's mitigating circumstances in this league. But I liked how we drove the ball into the paint to Yacht early.
Jeff, you talk about Chuck Hayes always seeming to be around the ball, 15 rebounds tonight.
Actually, I didn't think it was one of his better games. I thought he coasted through. I didn't think he played up nearly to his potential at either end. But he was when he's on top of it, he's a very good player. He's a good rebounder. He's a smart player. He's an energy player. So it just shows you the stats at times can be deceiving.
Would you say that this is to make them best team best performance of the team?
No. No, I think Dallas was by far and away our best team.
What did you like about tonight?
Well, there wasn't any one individual, team thing. I didn't like how some individuals played.
Jeff, first question, but what about sustaining the league? Is that also mitigating by the fact that we're back to back without people?
Yeah. But again, we get better. You know, at times it looked like we tried not to do better, but despite ourselves, we did do better. So, good for us. Hip, hip, hooray. No, really, I mean, that last group out there was, it was mind-boggling. But anyway, I'm going to stay and meet. Grab hold of myself, get back to the positives. Yeah. You watch some elongated minutes of some of our guys, and then you will have all the positivity sapped right out of your being.
What about
getting
the rest of you guys? Rest
of
y'all,
Roquart, how important is that going? Nah, it means nothing. It really doesn't. This back-to-back thing in the NBA, even though I just gave them a pass, is, it's all BS. It's mental. It's not physical. It's, are you ready to play? Are you professional? Do you give games away by your mental preparation or not? Yao's been a tremendous back-to-back player previously. Tremendous. This year, not so much. He has not led us in scoring in any of the three back-to-back games. He's not led us in rebounding by himself in any of the three back-to-back games. And we are 1-2. We were the cushion in New Orleans. Made some little comeback to start the second half, gave the game away at the end. Played very well in Milwaukee, back-to-back, 4 and 5 nights, very well. And then Phoenix, again, not ready to play. So we have been just like every other team in this league to date, back-to-backs. Say we're ready, not be ready, give a team a cushion, you know, try to come back, fail. So it's really a mental thing, and it's better in practice. And to, you know, why not? You only got 82 times. Why wouldn't you want to play? You know what I mean? So let's play tomorrow. Let's play. Let's give ourselves a chance and let's play. It's gonna be hard enough to win because they're good. Oh, but they're rested too. Oh no. You know, I mean, come on.
You mentioned
many times
when chasing
energy.
What was your thoughts about the third quarter?
I like that. You know, like, he went out the basket even a couple times where he didn't get the, he didn't actually get it finished, but I liked how he attacked without, you know, like he was taking contact on versus avoiding contact. I thought he made a couple great cuts with the ball in the post to Yao. Yeah, we need both of those guys every night if we're going to play at a high level offensively. There's no other way around it. They've got to make and they've got to create. So they got to do both for us.
I feel like nothing else, everything else besides doing a great job of taking care of the basketball.
Yeah, and they're a high, you know, Steelers team, so I was happy with that. I don't know how many, we had a lot of turnovers. Billy was a turnover machine in the second half. How many we ended up with? We ended up with 21? 15. That's what I'm talking about. You know, we just, that by itself ruins the night. All right, take care.